Hello, everybody. By the time you see this video or hear this podcast on Friday, you will have seen the same video that I have seen tonight. And of course, I'm talking about the murder of Dexter Reed by the Chicago Police Department. And I had an entirely different show and subject I was going to do, and typically it is scripted, but this happened and everything changed. So here I am, unscripted, feeling a little bit like a fish out of water, you might say, but I am seriously upset, distraught, and pissed off. I don't know how else to say it. And there was something in watching the last moments of that man's life, and it really touched me. And again, I've seen so much in my life, but there was just something about that. And so I had to say this. I had to put this out there for you. And you know, of course, people in the black community have known about this kind of thing for many, many years. This is just nothing new. Been there and done this rodeo so many times before. And that's even fairly recently. But there are some things, therefore, that are very much the same. And yet, at the same time, there are things that are very different. And the hope is, at least for me, it's not just about the obvious legal thing and all those legal suits that are going to happen. And obviously they are going to happen. And it's my belief that what they, the powers that be, because they'll do anything. If they'll do shit like this, they will do anything. And, I mean, hell, even Malcolm X said that 50 years ago. And, but they will try to take things like this, the powers that be. I don't feel it's necessary that I mention any names, but they will take this and try to twist it, or they call it spinning it. In that, trying to say, like, oh, try to make it just a money thing. And it's not. It's not. It's so much more than that. But it's definitely not that. A man didn't go out driving a car around, even if he was having. Even if he's got some crazy shit going on in his life, or he always has, or whatnot, did not deserve to die like this. Like a dog. By a bunch of hillbilly cowards acting like a bunch yapping like a bunch of excited hyenas. That's what it looked like to me. That's what they behaved like. And you know that's the way I am. I call it as I see it, and that's what I saw. A bunch of damn hillbillies with guns. Now, if there is any justice, and I'm not just talking about the financial restitution, of course, none of those officers will able to be a police officer anywhere again in this country at all whatsoever. Their ass couldn't even get a job as a dog catcher if I had my way. But there would be a whole lot more to it than that. Everything's on the table. Tar and feathering? Yep. Buggy whipping? Yep. Maybe even both. This was out and out murder. And it was incredibly, on top of everything else, it was incredibly sadistic. None of that, as plain as the damn nose on your face, none of it had to go like this at all. At all. Anybody with half a damn brain knows this. But the main thing, what I feel the main thing is that what the powers that be want, they want the people to become anesthetized to these actions. So they'll whip up something real fast, another thing like this, say only a week away, and I don't want this, no. I'm just saying what is most likely to happen. Whip it up somewhere else, then another state, another place, and do that. And you keep doing it, they keep doing it, until the idea is to make it so common that people become conditioned to the murder. And that is what fascists do. Because everything that is bad like this, every kind of oppression, all of it, it starts out relatively mild. It always does. It's like that old thing, you know, of how you use conditioning. You can't take a frog, for instance, and throw it in a little pot of boiling water, it'll jump right out. But did you know if you put a frog in just, you know, room temperature water and you turn on the heat, it won't jump out. It will stay in there till it cooks. It's the same kind of thing. It's conditioning. They want not only the society eventually as a whole, but certain segments, let's say, of the society to be conditioned, to be absolutely powerless. What happened, for instance, all those years ago, what had happened with George Floyd? That was terrible. But this is different because, you know, you could see him. And actually, there's a lot more video that I don't have. But it's something about seeing a human being's face when they realize they're pretty damn certain they're going to die. That's the look I saw. And that, to me, is a very, very terrifying sickening thing. And so, now we have to have the next barbaric procedures that go ahead through the, and dragging this out through the courts. And that also shouldn't have to be that way. It shouldn't. I mean, for instance, I'm just saying, hell, way back in the day, you know, if you were a horse thief, most people thought it was pretty damn certain it was you. They found a good solid tree branch somewhere and got a rope, and that was it. And I'm not necessarily calling for that, but what I'm saying is that at taxpayer expense, again, this shouldn't go on month after month after month. Somebody's ass needs to be hung. Hang 'em high, as they used to say. And it shouldn't take months and months and months and months to do this. So, that's got to be one of the most terrible things that I have seen in a long time. I don't know what kind of person could even begin to try to defend these hillbillies with guns. I don't want them to call them police officers. That is laughable. That is a damn insult to police officers. They looked and acted like a pack of inbred hyenas. Hillbillies. Hillbillies with guns. And on top of everything else, almost like 100 bullets. What the hell are you bringing down? An elephant? So, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just really, really quite upset by this. So, anyway, I guess that's about all I can say right now. But, until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest wishing you peace and good things.